So I would like to invite Didi, Nirmala and Sister Meera to share their inspiration for us.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Wa Baba. Wa Drama. And wa our fortune. We are fortunate. That is why we are here. So on behalf of the fortune maker, Bap Dada, I would like to take this opportunity to extend a warm welcome to all Baba's angels to this land of angels. The entire Brahmin family around the globe wanted to come, definitely. Their hearts are here, but their bodies cannot be here due to restriction. But you all were able to come with the body and the heart. So you are multi-million times fortunate. And of course, I think your courage, you know, you had determined thought, but you also had courage, so you were able to receive thousandfold help from Baba to be here, right? So congratulations for your courage. So we have arrived here with lots of tests, challenges on our way. After having reached here, you know, we have to make sure every second, every thought that we have whilst we are here is being made use of in a worthwhile way. Because this time visit to Madhuban is extraordinary. Very, very special. Only few of you have got the chance. So each one of you should feel that you represent hundreds of double foreigners. So you have to take so much benefit and share that benefit through your thoughts and vibrations to all the family. So first thing I would like to suggest that create your routine in such a way that not even a single second, not even a single thought is being wasted. You know, you have spent so many dollars to come here, you must earn double, triple than the money that you have spent by earning the imperishable income here. And secondly, you have arrived at a time when the world is going through such a turmoil. And we are God's saviors. We are God's angels. So as we walk, as we move, there should be constant practice of something. Let not a moment go by without having some aim to practice. No, since I have arrived, this is what I have been doing. Even walking from Daddy's cottage to here or from here to somewhere, create an awareness. I am an angel. I am a bodiless soul. Anything that comes to your mind instantly, and practice as you are doing this. Awareness plus practice brings experience. Let it not be ordinary Madhuban visit this time. talking, you know, chatting, you know, doing things in an ordinary way, shopping. I think now we have to be angels. Baba has been inspiring us so much that now he wants to see us as angels, join him in the subtle region. And so let us have the aim to create some awareness, to practice at all time, to accumulate an experience. I think this time you don't have so many classes as we used to have in Madhuban, morning, afternoon, evening, like that. But I think it is a good time to digest what we hear to such an extent we embody it. And so whenever we have any class, don't miss it thinking, oh, I want to do my tapasya, I will go and sit in Baba's room. No. You know, if there is a class, somebody sharing, there is something Baba would like to give through them. So please make sure you are present here on time. You know, so that you are able to take the maximum benefits. And now Shiv Jayanti is coming soon. It is not birthday of Shiv Baba, but it's also our birthday. And Baba has given us many, many gifts. So what gift are you going to give Baba on the 28th when Bab Dada comes? Baba doesn't want any physical gift. No, the only gift Baba would like to receive from us is to become complete, perfect, karmatit angel like him. So try to, you know, focus on this aim, and for that you need to have two things as your companion: introversion and tapasya, introversion and silence. So I think it is good that double foreigners, we are few here, but we can together create a powerful atmosphere of silence in Gyan Sarovar. So consider yourself that you are going in silence today until Shiv Jayanti. Silence of the mind, and of course silence of the lips also, if not necessary, no need to talk. And then we will accumulate that power to check ourselves and change. So try to prepare your gift for Baba. That means you attain that stage yourself and present yourself in front of Baba. That is how we can give the gift, right? And so my feeling is that, you know, even so many of us who are here can create a lot of difference in the atmosphere by spreading that subtle angelic vibrations, so that together we all experience ourselves flying. This is the season to fly, as Baba says. So, you know, nothing that you have left behind should be remembered, whether it is center, whether it is your relatives, whether it is anything. So give a challenge to yourself that now I have left that shore, I have come here, so I am going to only hear now, so that I am able to take the full benefit. It's no point sitting here physically, bodies roaming around in your country, is no point. Right? So just to create that tapasya vibration, create that feeling of introversion, and as much as possible, you know, experience walking with Baba, talking with Baba, eating with Baba, what it means to be combined Shiva Shakti. So everything is possible because there is no big crowd. It's only double foreigners here with, Gyan Sarovar Nivasis, and their yoga vibrations, their tapasya also helps us to lift ourselves up. No, I hope each one of you will go back after the welcome session today to explore the theme of the double foreigners season for this time and go into the depth of it and become an image of experience. So when you go back to your countries, you don't have to share much through words, your whole being, your form will speak for itself. Now that is the season. So with these few words, I would really like to congratulate all of you individually with your name and specialities for having taken the courage to go through the challenges that you have to go through to come here, because I myself have gone through those challenges, so I know what it means. And so I really like to congratulate you, and I hope, not hope, I know, I have the guarantee that you will definitely take the maximum benefit and spread that beautiful vibrations to all the souls, because we are on the top of the world in Madhuban Lighthouse. Every vibration you spread, it goes to the world. And so let every second some positive, some pure vibration go. So make sure you don't listen to any worldly news, because once you do that, your energy level drops. So let there be silence of the eyes, silence of the ears, silence of the mouth, not just the silence of the mind. Yeah, just I'm here, use your mobile only to listen to the Murli, only to any important message from somebody, but not for worldly news. You know, have that digital detox until Shiv Jayanti. You know, it really, really helps so that you can concentrate better and you are able to take lot of energy from Baba. And when we accumulate lot of energy, it can be given to others. So enjoy your stay. You know, go to 4 pilgrimages every day, Madhuban, 4 pilgrimages in Gyan Sarovar, 4 pilgrimages in Madhuban, and of course we also have 4 pilgrimages in Shantivan too. You know that? What are the 4 pilgrimages in Gyan Sarovar? Who knows? Baba's room, dome, Tapasya Dham, and also Rajarishi, no? There is Baba's room, 4 pilgrimage. We call it double foreigner season. We call it as 4 pilgrimages in Gyan Sarovar. And Madhuban, you know. And in Shantivan, we have Prakashastam, Shaktistam, Tapasya Dham, and of course now Avyakta Dham, 4 pilgrimages. So you can even go through your intellect, even if you cannot go there physically every day. So there is some new energy coming in, you know, so that you are able to feel the newness, freshness every day within yourself. Okay, so welcome, welcome, welcome. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So welcome to few and goodbye to Russians. Russians are leaving tomorrow. So Madhuban, this time is quiet. Only I think at the moment 50 of you, double foreigners. And only one class per day. So you have got free time to meditate. Go wherever you like and meditate. Because some people go to Pandavavan. There was one African mother. She was whole day spending in Pandavavan, morning and evening. At least you have one class per day in Gyan Sarovar. Rest of the time, you should have your own tapasya. The aim in Brahman life is to become Mapsama. So aim should be always kept in front of us. Check ourselves. How much difference is between me and Baba? All virtuous, 16 celestial degrees. And completely wiseless. So be like Baba and reveal Baba. Because before we leave, we have to reveal Baba to the world. So our eyes, our activities, everything should be Bhav Saman. That when people see us, they don't see a human being, but see the soul and Baba or their special deity. Because in India, they have special deities, whereas in the West, angels are popular. So they may see us as angel or deity. So our effort should be intense, no slackness. And we should be flying all the time. Early Baba used to say, run, race, then said high jump. Now Baba says you should be flying. Because flying, you will reach your destination very soon. So, Madhavan, you have time to do tapasya. That are already vibrations created. So you don't have to work hard. In your own place, naturally, it won't be so intense. Because household work or job will take your time. Baba's service also will take your time. Whereas here, no cooking, no washing, no job, just tapasya and listen to one class per day. So take maximum benefit of being in Madhavan. As you are told, you are really fortunate. Usually at this time, every year before COVID, we used to have at least 1,000 people. This year, only 100 maximum for 1st March or 1st 28th February. We are expecting 100 Brahman. Some of them have decided to stay in Shantivan, whereas you have no choice. Some people wanted to stay in Pandavavan, some people wanted to stay in Shantivan, but I think you had no influence, so you are in Yatsarovar. Those who have influence somehow or other, they have managed to stay wherever they want. So Baba, your courage and Baba's help, you have reached. I don't know what will be condition of Russians when they reach. Who is from Ukraine? Anybody from Ukraine? Only one. Only one. Yeah, I know. I met her. She's from Ukraine. So, when she reaches, we don't know what will be the condition of Ukraine and what will be condition of Russia also. So, at least they haven't closed the airspace in Ukraine or Moscow, so you'll be able to reach your country. So, as we see how time is getting worse, COVID was there for 2 years. Nearly 3 years. 2 years complete. And now, Third World War is looming. So let's see how long we have. So Baba says, be ready to go home. So we have to really do intense effort. Any time we may be going home. So I'm sure you will try your most and take maximum benefit in being here. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Didi and Miraben, for sharing such an inspiration and the tip so that we can make the most of our trip to Madhuban and not just make it memorable but also powerful. When we accumulate so much that we just not stock up for ourselves but for others, so we can serve from overflow. So the next phase or the next segment is our favorite. Everything changes in the Brahmin world, but few things doesn't change. And that is our Tholiyan blessing. So now we will have Tholiyan blessing. And when you make up the line, Sister Sona will give you the tilak. So Sister Sona will give you the tilak, Didi will give you the Tholi, and Sister Meera will give you the blessing. And maybe if you can stay back after your Tholiyan blessing, and we would like the first timers to come on the stage and maybe sit in the front if possible, so we all can exchange the drishti, the powerful drishti. And I guess Didi is happy to meet everyone, or if any would like to meet in person, then maybe you can make an appointment with Didi and Didi will see you. Om Shanti.
रहा स्वर्णिम जहां आपके प्रकाश में दिख रहा स्वर्णिम जहां आपके प्रकाश में पौधे